We're featuring on 99.9 MyFM the 2022 municipal election candidates. Today we're speaking with Marion Springer, a candidate for the Town of Gananoque Council. Marion, how is the election campaign going so far?
Yeah, I think it's going good. I'm more of a researcher as opposed to a public speaker. So with that in mind, I think my speech went well. My door knocking is doing good. I'm getting a favorable response. Yeah, my only downfall really is name recognition. So I want to thank you, Tim, for doing this spotlight and getting my name out there.
For sure. Yeah, not a problem at all. Why did you decide to run in this year's election?
Well, when I first moved to Gananoque, what drew me here was the it's not a bedroom community. And I've lived in a lot of bedroom communities, but this feel was different. And I really respect the culture that is within this town, and I just want to ensure that the culture remains here. When I first moved here, I was actually quite interested in the municipal governance, but I didn't have the time to commit to it. But now that I'm retired, I do have the time. My passion, my career has always been finance, but my passion is economics. So when I look at what is happening around us, economics is more about analyzing the future so that you can be prepared today. And yeah, I want to make sure that Gananoque keeps this homey feeling that it has.
Perfect. My last question for you, if you do get elected in this year's municipal election, what will you be focusing on?
Yeah, so I think the first order of business is obviously the budget. We're going to be looking at the budget right off the bat. And I just want to mention that I have been following council meetings for 8 years. I've been attending council meetings, and I've also been attending the budget meetings. So I have a fairly decent feel as to how municipal finances work, because they are totally different than business finances. So I think what's really important is we need to look at the budget to see, actually go line by line, to see if there's more efficiencies that we can reduce our costs. But it's not just reducing our operating costs, it's also, are there opportunities to generate more revenue that is not on the backs of the taxpayer? So I think we really need to look at that. And if it takes more time to do that, they typically do that over 2 days. But if it takes 3 days, I think now is the time to actually look line by line and really get an idea as to what our costing is. So I kind of relate the finances as to as if you were building a house. So your first order of business is how much money do you have, so you know how much money you can spend. So we have an asset management plan now, and we need to look at that to see how much money we actually have to spend on our daily operations that need to be done, how much money we have to kind of squirrel away for the future, for future repairs, and then we know what is left over, and then we can prioritize what's left over for the wants as compared to the needs.
Is there anything else you'd like to add as Election Day draws near?
I guess it's just when we start looking at what are the wants as compared to the needs, I would just like to have more funding actually funneled into community programming, community partnerships. Like I said, when I moved here, it was the community that drew me here, and that's what I think we really need to get back to focusing on, is ensuring that there are activities for everyone to do, no matter your age, no matter your ability, because that's what makes Gananoque unique, is the community.